Returning now to that report which found that the Department of Justice has a closed and secretive culture and significant management problems. The head of the department, Brian Purcell, is to move elsewhere within the civil service. Sinn Féin's justice spokesman Pádraig McLoughlin is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Fianna Fáil spokesman Niall Collins said last night that there needs to be significant personnel changes within the department. In other words, this needs to go further than Brian Purcell. Do you agree?
Well, I think clearly the management and culture problems could not have just been about one man or one Secretary General. So that will need to be looked at for sure by government. But my main concern is that government doesn't shirk its responsibility for the culture and management failures that are there. For example, if you look at two areas of the report, the first one, the recommendation around the need for the department and the minister now to lean on the expertise of the Garda Inspectorate. We know from Bob Olson, the current Chief Inspector of the Garda Inspectorate, that for over 3 years, the former Minister for Justice, Alan Shatter, never met him once.
Would you accept, though, that Frances Fitzgerald has a very different style to her predecessor?
Well, certainly the early signs are encouraging. But I also want to talk about, you know, this, the whole government shares responsibility for what happened here. I mean, the other one recommendation I want to lean on is this suggestion of two portfolios, one Justice and one Home Affairs. I agree with that. I think justice and equality is a huge brief. But this government gave the incoming Minister, Alan Shatter, a second portfolio, the Minister for Defence, which was a shocking decision and one that is welcomely being taken away. So my point in looking at those two issues alone show that this government need to put their hands up and say that their management of justice has been a shambles and that the future is going to be very, very different.
So just to pick up on that point about supposedly splitting the department in two, if that does come to pass, is that something that you would favour?
Yes, I think that justice and equality are massive briefs. If you just look at the, and that's pointed obviously in the report, if you look at the justice end of it, you know, you have policing, penal reform, the prisons, the criminal justice system, reform of the law, and then on the equality side, you have, you know, LGBT equality rights, disability rights, women's rights, travellers' rights, immigrants. It's a huge area, as we've seen recently, with that hearings before the Human Rights UN Human Rights Council. So there's no doubt that there was, I think, an arrogance around the scale of the challenge, and that was seen by the fact that, you know, not only was the incoming minister in this government given justice and equality, but also defence. So that does need to be changed, and there needs to be a focus. I do have to say this in fairness. I think that the early signs from the new minister, Frances Fitzgerald, are encouraging. And while she takes that position, she'll have a fair wind from Sinn Féin.
On Brian Purcell, the man who announced yesterday that he's going to step aside, but that he's going to move elsewhere within the civil service, it's reported this morning that he will hold on to the salary he had as Secretary General of the Department of Justice. Do you have a problem with that?
I think not only do I have a problem with that, the vast majority of the public will have a problem. There's a fear that in the public service that people just don't take responsibility for failings, as you would see in the private sector, and there's a fear that people just can't be sacked. So certainly if you look at this report, which is a short and a sharp report, there are profound management failings here. So there is an issue that government's going to have to look at here about, you know, can you sack somebody? Can you say you haven't done your job? You're paid extremely well for doing it, you know, and we're letting you go. And,
presumably, though, the problems predate Brian Purcell.
Oh, no, I accept. But, I mean, if you look, for example, at the performance of Brian Purcell when he came recently before the Oireachtas Justice Committee, it was farcical that
Why
he couldn't
so?
Answer questions about, you know, what instruction was he given on the night that he went out to the former Garda Commissioner, Martin Callanan? Why did it take weeks for correspondence that apparently was so important that it led to a commission of investigation? Why did it take weeks for that correspondence to find its way to the desk of the Minister for Justice, Alan Shatter, at the time?
Well, isn't he taking his lead there from Enda Kenny, who's also refused to answer questions about that trip out to Martin Callanan?
Well, I would accept that the political masters of Brian Purcell certainly have very, very serious questions. I mean, but as we speak right now, Minister for Justice at the time, Alan Shatter, is gone. The Garda Commissioner has gone. The Secretary General of the Department of Justice has gone. And the person who, stood over all of those matters at the time, the Taoiseach, is still in situ and still hasn't answered the questions and still wipes his hands of responsibility. Remember, there were two votes of confidence.
But isn't a commission of inquiry looking at that particular issue?
Well, what's really interesting is the Oireachtas Justice Committee asked that the two areas, being the resignation of the Garda Commissioner and the correspondence mess, that those two issues would be front-loaded in this commission of inquiry led by Justice Fennelly over an eight-week period, that if necessary, or if, more importantly, if possible, would be held in public session. We asked that to happen. The government had the power to do that, and they refused to do it. So now we have a situation where it will be quite a long time before we hear from Justice Fennelly on these matters, and that the public can get the full truth about what happened.
All right. Pádraic McLoughlin of Sinn Féin, Sinn Féin's justice spokesman, thank you for joining us on the line.